Watch, cops mock LeBron over your next tweet. By Dylan Gwynn on April 26, 2021. LeBron James took to Twitter last week to target a cop who was present at the Micah Bryant shooting. So, this week, a few of the nation's police officers have taken to social media to make fun of LeBron James. LeBron James came under intense fire on Wednesday after he posted a pic of a police officer present at the Micah Bryant shooting with a caption that read, "You're next." James has since deleted the tweet, but a screenshot remains. In response to James' completely reckless and factually inaccurate post, several police officers began posting videos having great fun at the King's expense. Nate Sylvester, an officer with the Marshal's office in Bellevue, Idaho, took mocking James to another level in a TikTok video that has drawn nearly 2.5 million views so far, Newsweek reported. Sylvester wasn't the only one to get the LeBron mocking memo. James deleted his initial post targeting the Columbus cop within hours. Later Wednesday evening, he posted his explanation for deleting the tweet, but no apology for tweeting it. "Anger does any of us any good, and that includes myself," James said. "Gathering all the facts and educating does though. My anger still is here for what happened that little girl. My sympathy for her family and may justice prevail. I'm so damn tired of seeing black people killed by police," James continued. "I took the tweet down because it's being used to create more hate. This isn't about one officer. It's about the entire system, and they always use our words to create more racism. I'm so desperate for more accountability." Of course, the fact that the little girl was trying to stab another girl who also happened to be black went unmentioned in James' explanation. Police officers aren't the only ones firing back at James. A Cincinnati bar owner said Wednesday he would not air National Basketball Association (NBA) games until LeBron James is expelled from the league, Breitbart's Wendell Hussebo reports. "If anyone wants to watch an NBA game, don't come to Linney's Pub," owner Jay Lindman said. "We will not air them until LeBron James has been expelled from the NBA. They just need to play the game, and that's it," Linderman continued. "Their opinion doesn't really matter. They're using their position to push their opinions, and that's just not right." James, in response, made fun of the bar owner. "Aw damn. I was headed there to watch our game tonight and have a drink. Vailp," he tweeted. The NBA failed even to mention James' tweet targeting the Columbus police officer, much less punish him for it.